Local art fans have a lot to look forward to this summer, with multiple projects happening in both Terrace and Kitimat. A number of murals within the communities are being planned, as well as the Skeena Salmon Art Show opening in Terrace. Featuring 35 Indigenous artists and 96 artists total, the art show will run between July 29th and August 31st at the Terrace Art Gallery, after which it will be at the Nishka Museum from September 1st to October 9th. Lox Majagali is a Gitxsan artist who is contributing to the art show for a second time with a large piece that depicts the ecosystems of our coast.
It represents the sacred ecosystems along our coast that salmon spawn in. And it also contains the five salmon, which represent the elements. They are the mothers of the ecosystem. And there are also some salmon eggs along the bottom, which represent new life, as well as kelp along the sides of the painting as well. That's also a food source for the salmon.
Majagali talks about how wonderful it is to see talented Indigenous artists be represented and to be able to demonstrate the beauty of traditional art.
It's an opportunity for us to showcase the talent of the traditional artists within our community. It's fantastic that we're all able to come together and we can see a myriad of the dynamic skills that each artist represents in our community. But for Indigenous artists, this is something that's really close to our heart. So it's really great opportunity for us to speak to that.
The art show is just one project for the Skeena Salmon Art Festival Society, who also has three murals planned for installation around Terrace. Kitimat's Public Art Alliance also has the first of many murals planned to be installed on the side of the Lower City Center Mall, featuring a design the community voted to see. At the end of June, the Alliance held a vote between four designs, which garnered a total of nearly 1,000 votes. Chris Fraser was the winning artist with their design of three orcas, which represents community bonds and the connection to our natural environment.
Interconnection, and it's designed to show the connectivity within the natural world and universe through visual representation of a pod of orcas swimming together through like a cluster of fragmented light bursts. The line work is used to connect time and space to life, almost like the whales are being suspended into a constellation of stars. I decided to focus on orcas because they represent the continual life cycle of the Pacific coast, and orcas are an indicator of like healthy life in the ocean, and they work together to build strong bonds while forming community in order to help maintain working systems. They live through each other and they pass on hunting knowledge through generational transitions. And because of the tight community bonds they form, I thought this mural would have been perfect for Kitimat because of the overall symbolic and conceptual nature behind it.
Fraser's contribution is the first of at least 12 murals planned by the Alliance, who received $20,000 in funding from the District of Kitimat. With these projects continuing to develop, support and celebration for local art continues to grow.